Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. And you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler, the same way. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now to start things out, we have the professor of politics, Kyle Warren, out there in California.
Nice, good morning.
You're on the porch. It's 74 degrees, partly cloudy, but they're on the porch. I see a couple of hot toddies. Must be the season, right? Yeah. Okay. All right. Thanks, everybody. Thank you for going back in now. All right. Yeah. A couple of hot toddies there. Tis the season. We got, by the way, the pumpkins are out now.
That's right.
Because it is officially the first day of October.
That's right. We got Halloween coming up, and I don't know, Captain. I think the Democrats might have some more scary things involved here.
I think I'm going to scare a Democrat tonight. let's because I got plenty of ammo. All right. Let's say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, yesterday an agreement was made to avert the government shutdown, and I've got a little short clip here to play, so let me find it right here, and this is from our buddies in Washington, D.C., so here we go.
Just a few hours before the start of a partial federal shutdown, the president signed legislation to keep the government funded through December 3rd. A large majority of Senate and House Republicans voted against it. The move gives lawmakers more time to pass spending measures that will fund federal agencies. Not only will the government remain open, there's new funding for disaster relief and the resettlement of Afghan allies. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Now, we appreciate Greg doing that because he's always a plethora of information and sends us different things when he gets it so that we have it and we can play it here on the program. And the thing of it is, Kyle, is I'm not surprised, and you probably aren't either, that they signed this this continued resolution, if you will. There's a lot of pork in here, and Joe Manchin came out and said, I might go along with the $1.5 trillion, but I'm not going along with $3.5.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain, and that's where the battle lines are being drawn. $1.5 trillion is one heck of a lot of money in anybody's estimation. Certainly $3.5 trillion starts to sound like it becomes monopoly money after a while, but Joe Manchin holding strong and taking really the brunt of all of this. I wonder how long it'll be, Captain, before the Democrats figure out that Joe Manchin, Senator Manchin, could very well say at one point, okay, fine, I'll be a Republican. You know, will the question is, will they drive them to that extreme?
The best thing that Joe Manchin could do right now is to just sit there and let all the people whine and dine him, because you know they are, both the Democrats and the Republicans. And if he got a real interesting deal and a real interesting committee assignment as a Republican, then that's the way he should go, because his state that he represents, West Virginia, went almost solid red, their entire state legislature, and there are congressional delegations. So there you go.
Exactly, yes. Joe Manchin seems to be able to navigate that in that state with that atmosphere,
yep,
as you're talking about. So, yes, we could see something like this happen, perhaps.
And why did that happen?
Why did that happen?
Because they ruined the coal industry.
Mm-hmm.
They ruined the industry that produced the most jobs in the state of West Virginia. And not being stupid, Joe Manchin made it a crusade to bring it back, and the only way he could do that was to side with the Republicans and start doing things that needed to be done with Donald Trump. Consequently, as I said, it would not surprise me if he didn't suddenly one of these days say, I'm changing my parties, I'm going to be a Republican.
Well, right, right. And you see, Captain, that's the perfect example of people taking a stand on something because they thought it was the right thing to do, not because it was just down party lines, which is what the other Democrats are expecting Joe Manchin to do without question and just follow along and do what Ilhan Omar wants you to do or do what Bernie Sanders wants you to do, and he's not doing it.
Now, a little off topic here right now, but the congressional baseball game in D.C.,
right?
They had the first home run hit by the Republican Party, the first home run that actually went in the stands.
That's exactly right. I understand. I think it's the first real home run since like 1997 or something, where someone actually really got a hold of one of those and
well,
it went flying.
The person that did was our congressman from Florida, my good friend, just down the road a piece from me, over the bridge down there in South Sarasota County and Charlotte, Greg Stube.
Greg Stube, exactly.
Yep, former military guy and very good guy to know.
Very much so. Very
yep.
much so. And what a hit.
All right. And Dan, the man's on the line, but we're going to break. The music's coming up right now. So, Dan, you hold on. And, Kyle, you hold on. And we'll be coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, Friday morning edition. It's another great day in the neighborhood. And I'll tell you what, the politics is coming fast and furious tonight. You got a lot more stuff to talk about. I'll be right back. Gallagher's going to take us to break.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right. Thank you much, Kyle. I will do that. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, yesterday I had another one of those encounters with somebody that was in pain, and they reached out to me, and they said, you don't have any of the Relief Factor stuff with you. I'd like to try it to see if I can get rid of the pains I got today. And I said, well, what hurts? They said, oh, my knees and my hips and this, that, and the other, and I've got arthritis. And I said, okay, let's try something. So I went back to my car. I got four capsules, or four little packets, rather, with the capsules in them. I said, take one right now, take another one later tonight, and take another one tomorrow, and let's see what happens over the next couple of days. And if it works as quickly as it might, then you know what you got to do. He says, yep. So that's where we were with that. But it works for me, the product, and it works for tens of thousands of other people. And there's not a day that doesn't go by that I don't either run across somebody or a phone call or a text message or an email of somebody that's tried Relief Factor, and they're telling me it's worked, and thank you very much. So the reason is because of the natural ingredients. It's got turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it. And it helps your body to have a natural response to the inflammation that occurs, which causes some of the pain to begin with. It also lowers or eliminates the pain that you have associated with whatever the problem is you've got, and it will go right straight to the source of the pain. Now, it's 100% drug-free. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins, something your body needs to have anyway. It also supports healthy joints and muscles. It also supports the healing process. And for $19.95, you get started with a three-week quick start. The way you do that is you go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Gets you to the website, gets you the product, and you'll be in like fun, and you can thank me later. So, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we have the senior professor emeritus of the Captain's America Third Watch with us right now. So let's go up and grab our good friend in Indiana, Mr. Professor, sir. I'm going to call you by your title.
Okay. I will say this. I don't think Manchin will ever switch parties. He's too much of a Democrat. You look at his voting record, especially in this Senate. You know, he voted on the legislation that would basically federalize local elections, the Federal Ethics Act, whatever it was, the exact title, I can't remember. If he was so big into coal, he would be, what do you need coal for? Mostly it's electric. He doesn't push coal-fired plants, electrical power plants. He's still a big lib when it comes to social welfare spending. If he was going to switch parties, now's the time to do it.
Sure.
If he was to tell Schumer, hey, I'm going to go caucus with McConnell and the Republicans, Schumer would be the minority leader.
Right.
McConnell would be the majority leader. You would switch the balance. That would be an earthquake in the Biden presidency right now.
Yep.
But I don't see him ever doing that. He never put, you know, when they did the last stimulus bill to extend unemployment benefits, he shaved $100 off of each person's unemployment benefits. La-di-da. You know, but that's all he did. But I could still see them come back with a $2.5 trillion budget, you know, and he would go for it. As long as it keeps coal somehow. You give the House Democrats a plum on some climate stuff, and I think he would go for it. I don't ever see Manchin ever.
Do you know who needs coal desperately right now?
China.
That's right, because they're having all kinds of brownouts and blackouts because they don't have coal for the electric plants.
Okay, this is even worse. Once you bring those, they're in the 10 most productive provinces of China. They've built 1,600 of them.
Yep.
Which means they can't get enough coal to fire 1,600 coal-fired plants.
Yep.
And not much is coming out of West Virginia to China. Most of that's coming out of North Korea, South Korea, and India. They've kind of cut off the best coal. They've kind of cut off their face despite their nose, and that was Australia. They got into it with the Australians because of the new nuclear submarine pact with the United States and Britain. All right, but when you close those plants down, you just don't flip the switch and they're back on. You destroy couplings, you destroy gauges, you destroy furnaces, all kinds of stuff when you black out like that. So we're looking even, you know, you talk about transportation is going to be tough. Just get the product to the port will be almost impossible this holiday season, because there's not going to be a lot of cheap Chinese stuff going to Shanghai to be. Then you got the
all right. Well, I got
ship thing.
I got a couple more. I got a couple more callers, so I'm going to let you go, and I'm going to see what they have to say. But thanks a lot for the call, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, sir. Talk to you guys later.
All right, Dan DeMann, that's our professor emeritus, and Kyle, you ready for a call from the mayor?
Absolutely.
Okay, Mr. Mayor, this is the mayor of Clearwater. Mike, what's up?
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. You know, Kyle, isn't this interesting, the situation that we find ourselves in now? They narrowly averted shutting down the government, which I think both parties realize that it would not look good if they didn't do anything. What are they going to do about the default that's coming up? I mean, you've got Democrats that aren't going to go for this big spending package. You know, they're saying it's all or nothing. You pass one, has to be with the other, otherwise we're not going for it. So I think they're starting to fracture. What do you say, Kyle? Thank you so much.
Okay. You want to say something first? You want me to say it?
Go ahead, Captain.
We are not going to default.
Well, of course not.
We are absolutely, positively not going to default. We will do whatever we have to keep things moving along. Nancy Pelosi already had the House of Representatives vote to drop the debt ceiling. You know that, right?
Right.
Now, the Senate hasn't done it yet, but they're going to bring it in there to vote on it. So that's half the battle is done. We'll see what happens, but they are not going to default.
Right.
Now, that being said, you take it away.
Oh, well, thanks, Captain. Yeah, I do think that that they will not obviously allow the default because there's too many other big issues at play. But the question is, how much will the Democrat Party try to simply consolidate or wield power in the face of all of this? Because they know as well as you and I know that this is an impossibility at this point to allow to happen. But again, they seem to be playing such hardball that that it's not even funny. That I think they're willing to have it crack or fracture, just like Mike was saying, in order to get their way. And it's almost are they going to eventually go to a scorched earth kind of thing politically? They seem to be heading down that road.
Well, they probably are, because for the last several years, we've been going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. But, you know, when you want to talk about scorched and torches, let's talk about Manchin again for a minute. Because he broke from his own party to torch the $3.5 trillion social welfare and climate change spending bill, saying that he might go for the trillion and a half, but that was it. He wasn't going for anything more than that. His words, not mine. And he proclaimed that the government spending trillions right now would be fiscal insanity. And I totally agree with that statement.
Well, of course, of course. And again, the Democrats, they want to win this. And they want to win it at the $3.5 trillion level.
They're not going to.
Well, of course not. And what they're not going to really demonstrate is going to be the practicality that the American people want to see, that they would make some compromise.
And think about something for a minute. You and I have been ahead of the curve. I'm going to blow our own whistle here for a minute. You and I have been ahead of the curve for the last couple of weeks. People are going to say, oh, no, it's going to go through. Yeah, I can't. I said, no, it's not. It's not. People are not stupid. They're all over the telephones. They're all over the Instagrams and the telegraphs and the mail and this, that, and the other, telling these people don't do it.
Well, exactly right. And again, there's these factions within the Democrat Party that want to forge ahead at all costs,
mm-hmm.
because they see this as a way of remaking the economy. To make it really based on entitlements, even more so. In other words, take us down this road that is the absolute wrong road to go if we really want to be prosperous and compete at the global level.
Now, the vote in the Senate to keep the government going was 65 to 35, so it wasn't like as if it barely passed. It passed significantly because they wanted to keep the government moving along. Nobody wants to shut the government down. When they did it before, it got them nowhere. All right, hold on. We'll be right back. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. I am the captain, Matt Bruce, and it's another beautiful night in the neighborhood. And this guy here on the radio is going to take us to break.
Hi, everybody. This is the captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always a
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Congress has passed a short-term funding bill that will go through the middle of December. This will help keep government operations going for at least the next few months.
The yeas, on this vote, the yeas are 254, the nays are 175. The motion is adopted.
The president has signed it, making it official. The House is now trying to pass the infrastructure bill. Having dispensed with the funding bill, House Democrats, both progressives and moderates, have been in fierce debates over infrastructure. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has vowed to bring a bipartisan bill to the floor, but progressives are seeking assurances on a second infrastructure bill first. That's a $3.5 trillion social infrastructure bill. Speaker Pelosi has said she's unlikely to put the bipartisan bill on the floor if the votes to pass it aren't there. This is USA Radio News.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, thank you very much. That's our buddy Kathy, and Kathy does our voiceovers for us, our liners, and we appreciate her very much. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Now, I talked to Andrea yesterday, and she was telling me that Mike Lindell was saying hello to everybody down here in Florida, and he's looking to coming back down again. Maybe he'll be closer to us this time to be able to come over, and we can all go to see him here in the Tampa Bay area. But he did say he was going to come back down here for some sort of event. Don't know what the event is, but when I find out, I'll tell you. But you can go to the website, MyPillow.com. And you'll see all of these different items that he has to sell there. It's not just about pillows. It's about sleepwear. It's about some different housewares and this, that, and the other that are also there. And everything is marked down. And it says such and such a price with promo code. Well, the promo code is always going to be this word, Captain. Very simple. MyPillow.com, promo code Captain. Now, when you go over to the Radio Listener Specials logo that's right there and click on that, you're going to see at least two dozen of the super hot items that are some of the best sellers that they're selling. And, for example, you can get the towels and save $60 on the six towel set. And in doing so, all you got to do is use the promo code Captain. Now, if you don't want to order it off the Internet, and I get it, some people don't want to do that, I have a telephone number you can call. So here comes the number. 800-641-5459. 800-641-5459. You can call that number and speak to a live person, and they'll answer any question you have, and they'll certainly take your order. Again, the promo code is Captain. The website is MyPillow.com. The telephone number, 800-641-5459. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay, we got a message from Cheryl, and I'm going to read it because I got an answer for her. She says, approximately 50% of our federal and state representatives are multimillionaires, while less than 1% of average people of this nation are in that economic status. Let's print more money. Problem solved. Well, how did they get to be millionaires, multimillionaires, Kyle? Because most of them don't go to Congress that way.
No, they don't, but they also are able to essentially trade on, you know, information. They get a lot of information.
They are exempt from anything. They can make millions of dollars on whatever deal that they want to invest in, provided they have the money. Now, can we do that? Nope.
Nope.
Nope, we can't. It's called insider information, insider trading. We can't, they can. That's the difference, Cheryl. And until the rules get changed, we can't do a damn thing about it.
Well, that's right. And by the way, I think this $3.5 trillion proposal, that they want to print money. That's the thing. But,
sure.
But they're not printing it to give out to you. They're printing it. It's gonna be bad. You'll see. It's the inflation that's coming.
Oh, I know.
It's gonna be unbelievable.
I know. And for the people that say, and for Biden, well, it's all paid for. It's all paid for.
Exactly. Yeah. $0. Is it really $0?
Yeah, it's $0 for the taxes that everybody's going to pay. And by the way, the latest figure that I saw, 37% of the people that make less than $100,000 a year were going to be responsible for paying for this thing.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Yep. But those are those cliche phrases. It's paid for. It costs $0. All they want you to hear is we're going to build back better. And somehow that is supposed to you're supposed to turn your brain off and not hear anything after that.
Do you remember who Kathleen Sebelius is?
Yes, she was in the administration.
Health and Human Services Secretary,
exactly.
Yep. Well, she likened the unvaccinated Americans to those who blow secondhand smoke on others. And she said, this is absolutely not acceptable. Get your shot.
Well, it's this kind of characterization again. It's as if, again, we just abandoned the idea of trying to get people to get to a certain point of view. But now it's just out and out insult. It's out and out almost intimidation to a great degree.
Uh-huh. Well, you heard about Dianne Feinstein's bill that she's proposing for domestic flights, right?
Well, that you'd have to be vaccinated.
Everybody on the plane would have to have a vaccination, a proof of vaccination, which is your vaccination passport again, or you would have to be tested before you got on the plane.
Right.
No exception.
Right, exactly.
So, wonder what that's going to do to help out the aircraft industry.
Well, that's exactly right. And again, you know, it's continuing to create more animosity. You're certainly going to...
They don't care.
Cost. Yeah.
They don't care. Their whole modus operandi right now is everybody has to get the shot, period. Everybody.
Well, exactly. But you see, Captain, you know, we would be able to, and again, you know, this isn't about vaccination.
Mm-hmm.
This is about what the government is doing. And if the government would say, look, we're doing the science to find out about whether if you have natural immunity or do you need to get a vaccine if you've never had COVID, people might accept that methodology better.
And I want the people to pay attention to what I'm about to say here, because there are, in Mexico, from the Guatemalan border, working their way up towards the Texas, the Arizona, New Mexico, and California border, some 40,000 people on their way. You know that, right?
Yes, yes.
But you also know that in Panama, getting ready to move this way, is another 60,000 behind them. That's 100,000 people in the works coming to the border.
You know, I was just going to take this opportunity for a little bit of levity in the face of this very daunting problem. If only we had a border czar, Captain, who could figure out.
Why, we do.
I know.
We do.
I know.
You could do a better job than her.
Well, thank you. Back at you. I mean, this is exactly the kind of thing. And again, Captain, did they not get the message?
No. Nope.
Even from our own vice president, it said, don't come.
No.
But I guess that, you know, they're not listening.
Nope. And let's go to the phone line here. Backgammon Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Captain. Just want to note one thing and ask Frank about this. Entitlements are not going to be affected by inflation. So the people that are coming from across the border are going to get welfare, Medicaid, and such. People here that are going to get Medicare, all this. Like I go to the VA, I get pills. Doesn't matter what they cost, they give them to me. Okay? And looks like we're just trying to move third world countries into the United States. We're going to create little pockets of third worldness. Okay, that's it, Captain.
What we are watching, Kyle, and what I've said, and I will continue to say it, is it's the continuation of the fundamental transformation of America, a la Barack Obama, a la what's been going on since 1963 when it first came out with Lyndon Baines Johnson, the Collard Pivot Strategy, the Great Society, and all of that. And it's been going on for years. They've been very patient about doing a little more, a little more, a little more, a little more. And they think now they can do a lot more because of the fact that they're in charge of the Congress as well as the White House. But that's going to change shortly. We just have to keep them on their toes and stop them the best we can with what we got.
Well, right. And the idea, what Backgammon Bob was talking about, the idea of third world pockets, well, if you're bringing in literally thousands upon thousands and thousands of people who are unskilled and have no real education, and that's not their fault in that sense, but if you're looking to create that kind of situation, that's exactly the way that you would do it, as opposed to trying to recruit and having people come in that have advanced degrees or they work in industry or these kinds of things. That's a different kind of thing, but if you're simply the wholesale importing of people who, again, are going to be unskilled, generally speaking, you are going to create that situation de facto.
And I would like to say hello to Ken down in Port Charlotte who just chimed in. So good morning to you, Ken. He just wanted to say hello, so hello back to him. Now, the other thing is Glenn Beck has made a lot of noise here lately, and Glenn Beck said that these are the days I warned you about, how the war on COVID is changing our entire economy, and it's all by design. Well, again, it's the fundamental transformation of America using the tool or the device COVID to do it.
Well, that's right. Either by design or by a crime of opportunity, basically.
Both.
To say, oh, look what's happening. Here's what we're going to do next. Here's how we can. And look at all of the slowdowns, all of these things, and the warnings. Oh, buy your Christmas presents now. I mean, but that's actually a real warning. It has to be because the supply chains are so bad, and things are, and nobody's going back to work because of the COVID checks and so forth. It's really hurting things.
Hold that thought. By the way, folks, be aware of what's going to be going on in the Gulf of Mexico as you see the big container ships coming into the port of Houston, the port of New Orleans, and over into probably South Florida. Definitely coming our way because they got to get the stuff here if they want it. Be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Don and Donna, up there in Carrollton, Georgia. By the way, we want to thank them, and you can find out more about them by going to their website, Underground. Oh, wait a minute. It's not Underground, sir. Sorry. It's, well, let's see. I'll have to get it in a minute. I had it right in front of me, and I lost it. I got Frank Savala's stuff in front of me. All right, let's just tell you this. This portion of the program is brought to you by our friends over at The Pilot and Flying J. CowboyLogic.us. Thank you very much. CowboyLogic.us is their website. Now, don't forget, check out the Flying J and The Pilot and become a member of the Drivers Club, too. In the meantime, we're going to go back and do a little classic rock and roll here. This is an oldie, not way back, but far enough back. Let's see if you recognize this one.
Oh,
Are you dancing around the table yet?
Oh, absolutely.
Who is that?
It's on the tip of my tongue.
All right, well, you're having one of those.
Not Sam and Dave.
No. And it's not Spencer Davis who did it originally. It's Steve Winwood.
Oh, that's Stevie Winwood. Okay. Well,
yeah, Steve Winwood with his group. And I'll tell you what, they're doing a bang-up job. Now, the audio on that sounded a whole lot better than the Spencer Davis group, so I decided to go with that instead, which is why you're hearing that. But, man, I'm telling you, I can remember bouncing around the dance floor to that one.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and Steve Winwood, of course, having a lot of other great big hits as well as he went into the 1980s.
Okay, let me read this real quick and then give it to you. Locally heavy rainfall may bring flash flooding to part of the central and southern plains and southern Rockies. Now, especially in parts of Texas where we've had some big storms tonight and yesterday afternoon. Heavy rain and strong winds may also bring flooding impacts and increase the risk of isolated landslides over the northern northwest coast up in there, up in not only Oregon, but also up in Washington State and even California. And don't forget that you're going to have some colder temperatures this weekend, and Kyle will tell you all about that. Go ahead.
Well, that's right, Captain. We're looking at a frost advisory tonight. This is going to mean the southeastern quadrant, really, of Wyoming. And this is going to start around Cheyenne. It's going to head on up a little bit north, almost to Casper. And if you're heading up Highway 87, there you're going to be in that frost advisory. So be careful there. We just have a couple of other air quality alerts, one in central California, stretching from a little south of Sacramento to a little bit north of Los Angeles. We are seeing some cooler temperatures around in some of these different places, but we also have a flood advisory, and this is going to be just north of Phoenix. This is going to be near a place called Black Canyon City. So if you're in that area, you definitely want to be aware of that. You still could have some weather happening along Highway 17 there, so be careful of that. Real quick temperature roundup, our friends in Missoula, Montana right now are looking at 50 degrees. Idaho Falls, 41 degrees. Remember, they had that frost advisory about 24 hours ago. That's not on the map right now, but still pretty cold at 41 degrees. Palm Springs at 78 degrees, Captain, and looks like it's still going to be warm out in the desert, hitting the mid-90s tomorrow in that area.
Well, the western half of North Dakota tonight is going to be in a frost warning, and temperatures will be in the 30s tonight up through there. So if you're driving across, you want to keep that in mind and keep your fuel right, because it's that time of the year where when you get up and you start traveling west, especially northwest up through the Rocky Mountains and whatnot, you better have your fuel ready long before you get there. Have your additive in it so that you're all set to go. Now, in Texas, west of San Antonio and south down towards Laredo, we've got a little area there right now where we've got some expected severe thunderstorms down to the Mexican border, and a little area where there's been some flash flooding as well. That was during the day. That was a lot busier than what it is right now, so I'm sure tomorrow it'll flag up again. Now, the west side of Lake Michigan tonight, we do have some fog going up towards the upper peninsula, up through Green Bay, up towards the upper peninsula of Michigan, all the way from the Illinois line. So be advised of that if you're going that away. And then down here in Florida, on the east coast of Florida, from about Lake Okeechobee straight across, that would be roughly Fort Pierce, thereabouts, on up to about Daytona. You've got some areas down there where you could be getting some showers tonight coming off the ocean. Now, Kyle, we still got to talk about hurricane season, and we've got two big storms. One of them is a major hurricane. It's Sam. It's still got 145-mile-an-hour winds. It's still moving along at some 16 miles per hour. It's moved a little further west than what we thought it might be at the present time, but it's also moving north while it's moving west, so that's a good thing. And it looks like Bermuda is going to get skirted. They aren't going to get a lot of anything there, but they might get some tropical force winds as well as some big-time waves. But it's going to stay out off the east coast so far anyway. And this other one behind it, Victor, is already a tropical storm with 60-mile-an-hour winds, and it's just starting to get itself fired up and decide that it may or may not try to do something. We'll see.
Exactly right. Yeah, and that other disturbance that we saw just yesterday, Captain, that seems to not be part of this map anymore. We're just seeing Victor and Sam.
Well, Victor appears to have caught up to whatever that other thing was.
The disturbance one.
I can see a lot of clouds out in front of it besides behind it, and it's starting to get a very clearly defined eyewall, which means it's probably going to become a hurricane. It is forecast to become a hurricane, but it looks like as if it may have caught up to that other storm.
Yep, exactly right. Just as we were seeing the telltale signs of that yesterday.
Yeah, and you know, all it's going to do is that is supposed to stay out in the ocean too. And if it does, we'll have two. We'll have the one major hurricane and this one here that may be a Cat 1, possibly a Cat 2. I don't know. Don't know yet. But they'll be out in the ocean, and the ships at sea will have to worry about it.
Exactly right. Yep.
So that's a fortunate thing. That doesn't happen that time all the time, as you well know.
Right. Precisely. And again, as we start heading to hopefully see the end of hurricane season coming here pretty soon, we still don't know. We could still see other storms form, or we could see ships.
Okay, we've got someone in Idaho. His name is John. He's chiming in direct message. Idaho doctor warns a 20 times increase of cancer in vaccinated patients. Life site. Okay, I don't know where the site is. He didn't give me a link, so I can't find it. You know, there's going to be stuff. It doesn't matter. Both sides of the aisle, you're going to hear. People having this, people having that. And what you got to understand, folks, is that in some of these shots, not all of them, right, Kyle, but in some of these shots, you're actually getting a small dose of coronavirus.
Well, sure. Yeah.
Yep. So that's why people get sick. But anyway, hold on. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and we're rolling along on a Friday morning, the 1st of October.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.